This is the Swannanoa Journal, brought to you by the Environmental Leadership Center of Warren Wilson College.
This is Lockie Hunter with the Swannanoa Journal. Water is a living thing. It is life itself, writes Wilma Dykeman, whose work chronicles the people and land of Appalachia. As a river is born deep inside the earth, and springs that gather into streams and join to become a river, so people's lives gather into families and communities and become part of the river of history. So, too, the communities of western North Carolina grow up along the French Broad River. On a sunny afternoon along the banks of the shining French Broad, Becca Childress is collecting bugs. Childress is education director at Riverlink, a nonprofit organization whose mission it is to spearhead the economic and environmental revitalization of the French Broad River and its tributaries as a place to live, work, and play. Childress is committed to providing free programs to area schools. One popular lesson, aptly titled Kids in the Creek, encourages local students to study the effect pollution has on the French Broad by collecting macro and vertebrate bugs, indicators of stream quality. Dragonflies and stonefly larvae are popular finds, and kids spatter along the banks and shallow reaches of the river, steeped in the earthy riverbank scents, and cheering each newly discovered insect. "We catch some pretty awesome bugs," Childress says, and those bugs tell a story. Some macroinvertebrates are pollution tolerant, while some are not. The children identify and chart the bugs and witness the effects of pollution. It's hands-on, and the children learn to listen to the voice of the river. "Our hope," says Childress, "is to empower the next generation of environmental stewards." Riverlink's education program includes outreach projects that involve local students in many ways, through summer camps, classroom lessons, and the annual Earth Day art and poetry contest. Childress hopes to energize the youth of Western North Carolina. Partnering with local schools all over the watershed, Childress engages students through music, photos, and a watershed model, asking them to think about what they'd like to do to help. Childress often partners with Jessica Carson, a teacher at Asheville Middle School and co-sponsor of the Asheville Middle School River Corps. Carson hopes to create a sense of respect, loyalty, and endearment, so that her students would then become advocates for the river. The French Broad River has fascinated kids of all generations with its constant movement and comforting primitive sounds. The annual Earth Day Art and Poetry Contest is one way to get local children excited about what their river means to them. Drawing over 550 submissions from all over the watershed in 2009, Childress hopes subsequent years will generate equal amounts of enthusiasm. The deadline for submissions is in March, and the contest is open to all pre-K through 12th graders. Listen to the words of Carson Shore, a student at Asheville Middle School. "I am living for a time when the rivers sparkle again, with glittering freshness, with blossoming purity. I promise to do what I can, if only everyone did what they can." Shore's 2009 poem reflects the vision of a growing generation of French Broad River advocates. Do what you can. For information on the 2010 Earth Day Art and Poetry Contest, or how to volunteer for Riverlink, go to www.riverlink.org. This has been Lockie Hunter with the Swannanoa Journal.
The Swannanoa Journal is brought to you by the Environmental Leadership Center of Warren Wilson College, characterized by its distinctive mission of the liberal arts, work, service learning, internationalism, and environmental stewardship for each student.